Exclusive, Representative Drew Ferguson. Taxpayer dollars are going directly to Amazon's bottom line via Democrats' green energy agenda. By Robert Krajicek on September 15, 2021. Representative Drew Ferguson, RGA, explained on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe that Democrats enrich companies like Amazon while posturing as economic populists. Corporations boost their profitability by benefiting from green energy tax credits, Ferguson stated, despite left-wing and Democrat recitation of the pay their fair share mantra. He remarked, "Let's look at exactly what Democrats are doing with the tax code, and let's take a look at a company that many of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle vilify. And that's Amazon and Jeff Bezos for making way too much money." He continued, "So here's what they're going to do, and this is consistent throughout their tax plan. They are going to raise the corporate rate so that the corporation, quote-unquote, pays more in taxes, pays their fair share," is the language that they all like to use. On the back end of that, Democrats are giving corporations refundable tax credits to implement their green energy agenda, he added. "So I want you to think about this, Amazon, who's already doing a lot of the green stuff that they want, buying certain types of vehicles, putting in solar panels, yada, 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 all that, they are going to give them a refundable credit, meaning that taxpayer dollars are going directly to Amazon's bottom line, which is going to drive profits up." Ferguson described contemporary corporate cronyism as a phenomenon in which the government bends corporations to its will, as opposed to government policy being captured by corporate interests. He said, "What's really interesting about all of this, to me, is I think there's a very new dynamic going on in corporate cronyism. In the past, you would get corporations to pay off politicians to do their bidding. Now the reverse is true. Now, the government is getting the corporations to do their bidding. So if you think about where we are with all of this woke corporate culture, the corporations nicely play along in exchange for regulatory and tax relief," he concluded. "It's a very, very incestuous relationship between the liberal socialist Democrats and the international business community. And the ones that are suffering the most are our middle America and small business. Amazon is currently valued at $1.72 trillion. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.